Agenda item number 7, Nancy Miller Greiner.
That is me again.
All right. What you got for us?
Okay. Ms. Nancy Miller Greiner is requesting authorization to construct 159 linear feet of riprap abutment with a 24-foot return wall along the eastern branch of Elizabeth River at their home at 4030 Tanglewood Trail in Chesapeake again. Again, you are acting as the wetlands board here. This project also does encroach upon subaqueous land, so we will be issuing a subaqueous permit for this as well that you can vote on as part of this project. So this project takes place along the eastern branch of Elizabeth River, just south of its confluence with Broad Creek, just south of the 264 bridge. Again, we are on a private property. Currently, the private property is fully bulkheaded. The bulkhead is not doing well and is failing. Both of the neighbors have riprap abutments protecting their shoreline on both sides. The applicant would like to fully remove the bulkhead and all the associated backfill that you can see here, and they would like to put in place a riprap abutment. The riprap abutment will actually extend about 8 feet to the upland and only extend about 3 feet channelward of the current alignment of the bulkhead. So you can see the cross sections here. There will be a small return wall with on the neighboring property. Again, that's to connect the two properties as well as to ensure that the revetment is not encroaching upon his neighbor's property. There will be 357 square feet of subaqueous land that will be converted to non-vegetated riprap revetment. There will also be a conversion of mudflat to non-vegetated riprap revetment. But there will be a net gain of 463 square feet of new wetlands as a result of removing that wall, getting a new slope. And the property owner is actually using a majority of his property in order to construct this. There are some non-contiguous, so non-jurisdictional wetlands on the property, and that's 32 square feet of those will be impacted as a result. No compensation is deemed necessary based off on the VMRC's wetland mitigation compensation policy. Although the project will result in a hardened shoreline, which is the riprap revetment, the proposed riprap does provide improved habitat compared to the timber bulkhead and should provide a longer-lasting treatment to address the applicant's erosion issues. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 and 1302 of the Code of Virginia and our wetlands mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Rachel. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Please come forward. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I did.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Calvert. I'm the agent for Nancy Miller Greiner on this project. I just wanted to come up and give an opportunity for you to ask me any questions. Rachel helped me out on this very much so. We appreciate staff's help. We're with the approval. I would like to add that we've talked Ms. Greiner into putting a little riparian buffer at the top of the slope to try and dress this up and help out that vegetation a little bit as well.
Excellent.
Thank you. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them this time, and I thank you for your consideration.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing no one, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. France to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Miner. Any discussion?
Question.
You absolutely may ask a question, Mrs. Everett.
So there are 32 square feet of non-contiguous wetlands that will be removed, right? Did you say that there was new wetland creation?
There is a non-vegetated wetland creation.
Okay.
So we consider intertidal riprap a non-vegetated wetland, and that's because we're removing the wall and we're now having a shallower slope where now the high water can now get onto more sections of the land than it was previously able to.
Okay.
That is
riprap is non-vegetated wetland creation.
So anything, we consider anything between mean low water and mean high water a wetland. So in this case, this would be non-vegetated wetlands.
And then the addition of the buffer that the consultant mentioned is voluntary, not part of the permit condition. It's out of the jurisdiction.
It is outside of our jurisdiction. Okay. Again, we try and have that conversation with everybody. And again, I don't know if I discussed some of the options with ERP and the Master Naturalist, but I'll make sure to send Mr. Calvert back with some information about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that aspect of the project.
Mrs. Everett, looking at the slide and the photo on the slide here, getting rid of that bulkhead and sloping it down here does add the connection between the water and the upland that's now missing. It's severed because of the bulkhead. I think that's what Rachel's getting at.
Okay, yeah. I think to me, I was thinking habitat value or water quality value from vegetation, and don't get that, but potentially habitat value for
critters.
Other critters, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Critters being the scientific term.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second here to approve the project as recommended by staff here. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well, and the motion passes unanimously. Well done.